self-consistent modeling of the dust component in protoplanetary and circumplanetary disks, the case of PDS-70, by B. Potier-Revello et al. Direct observations of young stellar objects are important to test established theories of planet formation. PDS-70 is one of the few cases where robust evidence favors the presence of two planetary mass companions inside the gap of the transition disk. Those planets are believed to be going through the last stages of accretion from the protoplanetary disk, a process likely mediated by a circumplanetary disk, CPD. We aim to develop a three-dimensional radiative transfer model for the dust component of the PDS-70 system which reproduces the system's global features observed at two different wavelengths, 855 micrometers with ALMR and 1.25 micrometers with. We use this model to investigate the physical properties of the planetary companion PDS-70C and its potential circumplanetary disk. We select initial values for the physical properties of the planet and CPD through appropriate assumptions about the nature and evolutionary stage of the object. We modify iteratively the properties of the protoplanetary disk until the predictions retrieved from the model are consistent with both datasets. We provide a model that jointly explains the global features of the PDS-70 system seen in submillimeter and polarized scattered light. Our model suggests that spatial segregation of dust grains is present in the protoplanetary disk. The submillimeter modeling of the PDS-70C source favors the presence of an optically thick CPD and places an upper limit to its dust mass of 0.7 m. Furthermore, analysis of the thermal structure of the CPD demonstrates that the planet luminosity is the dominant heating mechanism of dust grains inside 0.60 from the planet while heating by stellar photons dominates at larger planetocentric distances. This was self-consistent modeling of the dust component in protoplanetary and circumplanetary disks, the case of PDS-70, by B. Potier-Revello et al.